This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we both welcome you back to another power-packed episode of The New World Next Week, our weekly video series where we go through three stories and try and give you the context and the subtext of what's really going on and some of the stories that the mainstream media doesn't give you, and that's why you're here to the alternative media. So, of course, the number one story going on, and, of course, with the breaking news just in the last couple of hours as we're recording this show, that, of course, General Stanley McChrystal has basically fallen on his sword. The Telegraph was reporting yesterday that McChrystal was going to resign. But again, as I said, it's just come out in the last couple of hours that McChrystal resigned, Obama accepted, and now Petraeus is in. So I had already started to draft a post on MediaMonarchy.com. McChrystal falls on sword after truthful comments on Afghan war. And we've got a lot of videos and a lot of links supplied for you here. Kurt Nimmo breaks it down. And I'll quickly hit this. The farce that is the war in Afghanistan is coming apart at the seams. McChrystal's sharp comments about Obama, Biden, and the administration published by Rolling Stone aren't so much about disrespect, as the script-reading corporate media talking heads would have it, but rather about a policy in disarray in Afghanistan. So, again, all the massive links and videos for you and some of the backstory. And that's what we want to try and do for you here, is to not forget that McChrystal's involved in the cover-up of the murder of Pat Tillman. From Politico, Pat Tillman's mom tried to warn Obama about McChrystal before he was appointed. And this all comes at the same time, too, that, you know, Americans are reading in the Washington Post, U.S. indirectly paying Afghan warlords as part of security contract. And this from Raw Story, U.S. officials back away from July 2011 Afghan withdrawal deadline. So while it may seem that this McChrystal story, he made jokes about Biden and said, what, or what, bite me, and said Obama was not engaged in the operation. So not exactly scathing remarks, but disrespectful. And that's what the media is going to focus on, that basically he ran his mouth and he had to go. That's how the game is played. But what this shines the light on and what some folks are trying to focus on is that this is about a general war based on lies and deception in disarray, and it's all pretty much coming down all around all of our heads and ears. And if I can, you know, paraphrase Stephen Colbert, that, you know, they're not rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, they're rearranging deck chairs on the Hindenburg, James.
Yeah, that's about right, isn't it? Well, certainly, and two other things I'd like to throw in here are, one, that we shouldn't forget that Ross Story also reported back when Petraeus first became the top U.S. General in Afghanistan that he had been the head of the Joint Special Operations Command, which Seymour Hersh had fingered as being part of the Cheney's executive assassination squad doing illegal extrajudicial killings out of the vice presidential office. And also, another aspect to this, they're putting Petraeus in as the top general in Afghanistan. I think that's interesting because Tarpley and others have been fingering Petraeus as the lead candidate for the neocon faction in the Republican camp in the 2012 election. And I don't think this is a good move for a potential presidential candidate because the Afghan war isn't going well, in case anyone hasn't noticed. So I don't know if this will actually help his chances, but
well,
that's just another
thing. Just quickly, as we kind of have to move on, because there's so many things to discuss, ultimately, this war isn't meant to be won. And that's why I think we see generals get ultimately frustrated, because once they realize, hey, you guys aren't in this to win a war, which is what military guys do. They know how to go out and win wars. And they find themselves in these imperialistic wars of aggression that aren't meant to be won. They're for resources and for the opium, which funds CIA and Wall Street and all those things that we can't ultimately get into, James, because we should probably move on to story number two. But again, folks, all of this is posted up as of right now on the top of MediaMonarchy.com. And again, giving you the links and the subtext and the context to go into these stories.
Let's do it. Story number two.
Story number two. So this week, we're going to do the hat trick. We're going to go around the horn in the media monarchy kingdom, if you will, and hop over now to foodworldorder.com. From the BBC, Monsanto GM seed ban overturned by U.S. Supreme Court. The biotech company Monsanto can sell genetically modified seeds before safety tests on them are completed, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled a lower court had barred the sale of modified alfalfa seeds and until an environmental impact study could be carried out. But 7 of the 9 SCOTUS heads decided that the ruling was unconstitutional. The seed is modified to be resistant to Monsanto's brand of weed killer. The U.S. is the world's largest producer of alfalfa, a grass-like plant used as animal feeds and the fourth most valuable crop grown in the country. Environmentalists had argued that there might be a risk of cross-pollination between genetically modified plants and neighboring crops. They also argued over the use of the company's weed killer Roundup. The chemical treatment the alfalfa is modified to be resistant to could cause pollution of groundwater and lead to resistant superweeds. But Monsanto says claims its products were dangerous amounted to bad science fiction with no support on the record. Now, James, I'll throw it to you quickly, but we do have the counter take on this very same ruling. But what is your take?
Well, here's my take. I just want to ask you a question. Just as a general principle, do you think it's better when we're introducing new food technologies to just introduce them and then study their effects afterwards? Or do you think it's better to actually take a look at and assess the impact before we put it on the market?
Well, the old saying is measure twice, cut once. Do the work ahead of time. I always seem to notice growing up, you know, pre-9/11, before my awakening to, I think, what we see really going on, the hidden agendas. And one thing I did kind of notice when I was younger is that, wow, we don't really seem to, you know, want to solve problems. We're just good at throwing a lot of money at them once they've blown up in our faces. But I think more research and more study will ultimately lead you to the conclusion that you see the same bloodlines, families, organizations, secret societies, hidden hands, whatever you want to call them, ultimately being the ones that have caused these problems on purpose. But the other take that we want to throw in here quickly is that environmentalists were quick to declare victory on this ruling as well from grist.org. Despite the news reports claiming victory for Monsanto, the Supreme Court did not overturn the central tenet of the case that the USDA prematurely approved Roundup Ready alfalfa. So basically, this is sort of legalese, and that the story was ultimately about a lower court overstepping its bounds. So possibly good things can still come from this, James.
Well, that's good to hear at any rate, but certainly, as I'm sure our listeners know, there are massive, massive health problems and risks associated with genetically modified foods, and we have to do what we can to oppose that. And let's move along to story number three.
Story number three from cyberspacewar.com from the Associated Press. Napolitano says U.S. must balance liberties with cybersecurity, and will of course quote and note Benjamin Franklin, who said those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. But again, reading from the Associated Press, fighting homegrown terrorism by monitoring internet communications is a civil liberties trade-off the U.S. government must make to beef up national security. As terrorists increasingly recruit U.S. citizens, the government needs to constantly balance American civil rights and privacy with the need to keep people safe, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told the American Constitution Society for Law and Policy. And we have that linked up, and you can watch the whole video provided by them. But gosh, James, I guess I should look around more. I had no idea that terrorists were increasingly recruiting U.S. citizens. I should probably go check under the bed to see if there are any homegrown terrorists hiding there.
Or maybe we should be looking in the mirror. After all, we are those dastardly people uploading videos to YouTube. I mean, oh, scary stuff. Yeah, and what does Franklin know? I think Napolitano is much, much better source for this type of philosophy, right?
And this article goes further and gets into, you know, citing, well, the body scanners are coming in, and, you know, and we had the Christmas Day bomber and the Times Square time bomb and all of these guys, as if these weren't essentially stories that have been completely debunked, and if aren't straight up patsies, you know, co-opted running some type of drill, it was at least trumped up at the very least kind of limited hangout. James, I think what kind of ties all these stories together, and we briefly mentioned this before we started recording, is that these three stories about different things, again, it's all kind of connected, but they're all kind of about the front men, the boogeymen, the shadows on the wall of Plato's cave, if you will. So none of this is really about McChrystal or Monsanto or Napolitano. They are the front men, and they're there, as you said, to kind of set the precedent, and ultimately they're interchangeable, and they're birdcage liner. They're there, they absorb all of the garbage, and then are removed, and we all fight amongst ourselves and never wonder, hey, where's all that garbage coming from?
Well said, exactly. So we have to keep our eyes on the prize and keep in mind what it is we're fighting for and not concentrate on the puppets. All right, James Evan Pilato, thank you as always, and I'm looking forward to next week.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Take care.